Good afternoon and welcome. What a privilege to be in your company wherever you may be listening to Radio Pulpit this afternoon. Austin Shaiwe is next to me and he is the leader of the team from All People's Church in Stellenbosch. And at the All People's Church in Stellenbosch, it's the School of Transformation which he runs. And Austin and his family, they came all the way from America.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Welcome. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Uncle. Good to see you.
Great stuff. So lovely to see you this afternoon. Tell us all about your family first.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, my name is Austin. My wife is Brittany. We've been married for 13 years. We have two lovely children, a 5-year-old boy and a 2-year-old girl. And we live in Stellenbosch.
Now, how did you come to Stellenbosch from the United States of America and why?
Yeah, well, several years ago, we were living in San Diego, California, part of a church there called All People's Church. And God began speaking to myself and others, my friend Ricky and Tiffany and some others who ended up moving to South Africa to be part of planting a church in this country because we felt God was saying, I'm doing amazing things in South Africa, and I want to invite you to be part of what I'm doing there. And so, yeah, we took up the invitation. We moved a little over 7 years ago, and we really didn't know very many people, but we've just encountered the truth of that fact that God has been doing really amazing things in this country for a long, long time that we get to
Amen.
Now be part of.
Now, I want to hear, you say you heard God speak.
Mm.
Now, many of our listeners, they struggle with that.
Yeah.
To hear God speak. And you heard the Lord telling you to come to South Africa all the way from San Diego in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Now, how did he speak to you?
That is a really great question. I think perhaps your listeners can all agree that God speaks through his word. That's his logos. That's his written word. But there's also the rhema word of God, which is the spoken word of God. And it doesn't necessarily mean words that aren't on the page. It just means how they apply in your life. And so when I read the word of God, the logos word of God, the Bible, and asked God, how do I need to apply these things into my life? He pointed out and gave me peace about a specific action point, which was to go and be part of what he was doing in South Africa. And we can be directed by the Holy Spirit in how we apply the written word of God into our lives and live by the Spirit, walk according to the Spirit.
It's such important thing you are teaching this afternoon because that is teaching.
Mm.
That is spiritual, biblical, sound, balanced teaching, the Logos word and the Rhema word, as we get in the New Testament from the Greek language, as Christoph would know as a theological student so well. And it's so important that one can listen with comprehension by the power of the Holy Spirit when he speaks in the Rhema word and not only the Logos, because the Logos is the written word, but it's also the word that gives you direction.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have the full context of the comprehension, when the Holy Spirit brings God's presence into your mind and heart and into the practicality. Now tell us, how did you hear the Rhema word? Last year you went to Maputo, Mozambique. 100 souls were saved by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. Now you're going on Saturday with the team again and to disciple them. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, it's an exciting journey. We have been running the School of Transformation in Stellenbosch, South Africa for 5 years now. This will be our third year in a row that we've gone to Mozambique, that we'll go to Mozambique. And it has been in partnership with a wonderful congregation there called New Life and the pastors and the amazing work that they're doing in Maputo, Mozambique. Well, each year that we've gone, we've seen incredible favor in people giving their lives to Jesus, in partnering with the local body, in having the opportunity to refresh and disciple. And like you mentioned, last year we spoke at several schools across the city, and And more than 100 young people between the ages of 14 and 18 gave their lives to Jesus. And this isn't, you know, just hands counted in a crowd. These are individual conversations that we had, and many of whom we'll get to see again when we go in just a couple of days to encourage them, exhort them, and call them higher. And our class, which consists of 14 people who have been on an incredible discipleship journey over the last 6 months, learning about the Father heart of God, learning how to obey Jesus in their everyday life, are going to be really discipling and sharing some of these lessons that have really impacted them in the last few months with people there. And I know that they'll be mutually encouraged.
The School of Transformation here at Stellenbosch, are we sitting at a table 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12? People can be seated on this table, at this table, and in Jan and Karen Vivier's house in Kayamandi. Mm. And over the years, this was a lunch of a reconciliation house. Mm. Tell us all about that.
At Karen Vivier's house.
Yes.
We have the wonderful privilege of having Karen Vivier's in the School of Transformation this year. She's an incredible woman of faith and a humble woman. And I have not had the privilege of being part of the extensive history that she has in the Lord. But I count myself really honored and privileged to be sitting at a table that I know a lot of amazing things have happened in the Lord, as her and Jan, her husband, have opened up their home here in Kayamandi to so many people of so many different backgrounds and exercise their gift of hospitality. So I know that in similar ways, we're going to be able to go to Mozambique and be a hospitable, refreshing presence, like it says in 2 Corinthians about being ministers of reconciliation, as Karen and her family have been ministers of reconciliation consistently over the decades here in Kayamandi and Stellenbosch. We just want to go do likewise in Mozambique.
And the ministry, if one goes to the New Testament and hears the word of Jesus talking about ministry, it's about serving. Mm-hmm. Not always to lead. We hear so much about leadership these days, and it's so important, not minimalizing that, but servanthood, and especially in the kingdom of God, in the church, to be a minister of service.
Absolutely.
And this is what you're going to do.
Absolutely, yeah. In preparation for going, we always meet together as a team, and we talk about what are the values, you know, that we really, really feel God is highlighting for this time, and servanthood has always ended up on that list. We want to be servants of the people we go to be with. We want to be a refreshment for them. Jesus consistently pointed to leadership being like washing feet, like being a servant, and we want to be like that. We want to be people who are going to be a refreshment and a joy bringer to the people that we see, those in the schools, those at New Life Church, those that we see as we go grocery shopping in Maputo, and also to our team. I know that God is holistic. He doesn't just ask us to pour out and then run dry, but our team becomes transformed and encounters God along the pathway as well. We want to be servants to one another and see God glorified through that.
Austin, give us a testimony of how you experienced the work of the Holy Spirit last year when you went to Maputo and had the outreach, and over 100 people gave their lives. And it wasn't only, as you just stated, by their hands, but with individual counseling each and every one of them. And you're going back now to disciple them and so on.
Yes.
So that they can make other disciples again, as the Bible teaches us.
Absolutely.
In Acts. Give us a testimony of how you experience the work of the Holy Spirit in someone who never heard about Jesus and the reconciliation to God, that God loves him, that God sent his son, etc.
Yeah. You know, Maputo has a lot of Christian influence over the years, but maybe a lot of syncretism, a lot of people who maybe are living a nominalized Christian life. And so I can't testify specifically to a person who had never heard the name of Jesus who came to know him, but I can testify to many people who had lived either a very lukewarm faith and really didn't have a understanding of the presence of God and the fact that they could live their daily life with God, did not have a relationship with Jesus as their king and as their friend, give their life to Jesus. God brought them to the point, a precipice of wanting to give their life to him in a really sincere way. And we also saw some amazing things that God brought to mind, things that we were supposed to keep a lookout for. So like we prayed, God, if you want to show us anything or bring anything to mind that we might keep an eye out for. And he brought those things to mind. And then we went out and saw many of those things, prayed for people that God had brought to mind and saw incredible encounters with God through just words of wisdom. Mm. You know, the book of Corinthians 14, 1 Corinthians 14 and Romans 12, if I'm remembering correctly, talks about words of wisdom. And there were words of wisdom that just helped people know that God sees them, loves them, spoke right into their circumstances.
You're talking about that. I'm just reminded just now, Vanessa told us, she testified on air about it, that she went to a shop here in Stellenbosch. She didn't know Fatima, who comes from
Sudan,
in Khartoum, and she speaks Arabic. And she met her, she brought her here. And it tells me that this transformation you are speaking about, it's not the transformation in a political sense. It's not a transformation in a cultural sense. Mm. This is the transformation that the Holy Spirit brings into the practicality of leading someone by the grace of Christ to God.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we call it the School of Transformation. It is a school that believes when we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, that he is going to perhaps mysteriously but consistently transform us more and more into his image, and that we can become ones that exhibit the fruits of the Spirit in our everyday life, that we can be ones who are led by the Spirit in our everyday lives, living not by the flesh but by faith. And Vanessa is a great example of that. She's growing in learning how to walk in faith, live in faith, just as we all are. And she's asking God, how do you want to direct me today, in this day? And she's going on an adventure with Jesus and encountering really amazing things. Fatima is a great example of that. I can look around the room right now and see Gabby and Jean-Claude and Christophe and Karin and myself all have stories of just in faith saying, God, I trust you. You are good. I believe that you have plans for my, not just my life, but my today. And I want to be part of the adventure that you want to invite me on. And when we live like that, we see really great things.
Austin, I want to ask you, we broadcasting live on air all over the world. We heard just now, we received messages from Ilsa and her children, Talia and Christian, listening in London. Mm. And Chrissy Bell, she's in Watlington in England listening. Many other people all around the world, and only in South Africa, many, many people also listening. And perhaps someone is driving in traffic this afternoon at the start of the long weekend. We have 3 minutes to minister to that person, saying, yes, I'm hearing everything you're saying. It's all okay. But, you know, I feel so far from God. Mm. You don't know my situation. Do you have a word for that one now?
Sure. Yeah, that I would. If that is your situation, I would want to sit with you and listen to you. I would want to help you feel seen by God and know that he is nearby you. That just like I've experienced in my own life, Jesus is and can be very near in a way that we can really sense him and feel comforted by him. My testimony is one of having struggled a long time with depression, got to the point of suicidal thoughts on a regular basis. And I have encountered a God who is near to the brokenhearted. And I believe that even whatever circumstance you are in today, that you can encounter God and that God loves you. And I want you to feel confident that God wants to encounter you. I would just cry out to him. Read the Psalms. They are not filtered. God wants to hear how you're feeling, and he wants you to lay before him, and he wants to encounter you.
Father God, as we as listeners come and pray for this team, reaching out to people far from here, but near to your heart, we pray that you will bless Austin and the team, leaving on Saturday, going to Mozambique. And we pray for those 100 converts of last year, that you will lead Austin and the team to disciple them so that they can go out and disciple others again as you teach us in your word. We pray that you will bless them and keep them, protect them, and thank you for providing as their provider in every need they have, as we bring them to your grace, to the glory of your name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kuyon.